when it comes to literature, we have so many books. There are people who read those books and give their opinion about those books. Criticism in literature can be on two bases. Number one, poets and writers can talk about poetry and literature in general, or they can talk about some specific books. जब भी कोई writer criticism लिखता है तो या तो वो एक general literature के बारे में बात करता है, जैसे Aristotle ने करी अपने poetics में. He has not talked about any specific writer or work, but then he has given certain important characteristics of a good theatre, a good play, a good poem. Then on the other hand, we have writers like Matthew Arnold. He has written this work called Study of Poetry. And in this work, Study of Poetry, he has talked about a touchstone method. He has said that there are certain writers who are very good and whose passages of whose poetry can be used as reference and yardstick in order to judge the poetry of other writers. And then he has criticized several writers like Chaucer. So Matthew Arnold ki jo criticism hai, that is based on specific works and specific writers, whereas the criticism by Aristotle is about literature in general. So in literature we can have two kinds of criticism. Also we must understand that criticism bahut pehle bahut purane time se chala raha hai. Greek period jab Plato Aristotle rehte the Greek mein, wahan se ye chala hua aa raha hai. 500 BC mein we had Greek critics. Then Roman Empire aaya. Roman Empire mein Horace, Longinus Roman critics the. Then uske baad mein we had different critics from Britain. The first person was Philip Sidney, jisne Defense of Poesy likha. And later on we have Enlightenment critics, we have Romantics, Victorian. And Victorian period tak aate aate criticism apne peak pe pahunch gaya. रोमांटिक्स विक्टोरियन के बाद में जब मॉडर्न आता है तब शुरू होता है लिटरेरी थ्योरी. लिटरेरी थ्योरी क्या है उसके बारे में हम बात करेंगे, बट देन यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट लिटरेरी थ्योरी हैज डेवलप्ड फ्रॉम लिटरेरी क्रिटिसिज्म इटसेल्फ. एंड लिटरेरी क्रिटिसिज्म ने ही धीरे धीरे शेप चेंज करके लिटरेरी थ्योरी का शेप ले लिया है. So this is all about literary theory and criticism. Now let's look at literary theory and why literary theory is important and what is literary theory in general. In order to understand literary theory, I would rather tell you that let's take example of car. If you look at a car from different perspective, different angles, you will have different opinion about that car. If you look at a car from front, then you look at the car from back, from side angle, from other left side angle, right side angle, you'll have different opinion about the car. Similarly, when I put pink colored glasses on my eyes, the entire world will look pink. If I put red colored glasses on my eye, the entire world will look red. Similarly, if I put Marx's glasses on my eyes and then I look at a piece of literature, I will take out all the elements which talk about class conflict, about how ruling class is actually degrading the society and how the poor class is suffering. If I look the same text from feminist glasses, I will look at the problems faced by the females in that text. I will look at how the female protagonist faces the challenges just because she is a female. So literary theory basically helps you look at a single piece from different perspective. Let's take example of Mansfield Park. If you look at Mansfield Park from feminist point of view, you will look at the character of Fanny Price and how she gradually develops into an individual. If you look the same text Mansfield Park from Marxist point of view or from post-colonial point of view, you will see how Britain was colonizing and degrading the condition of other colonized countries. So similar text looked from different perspective. Actually literary theory की अगर हम बात करें तो एक चीज आपको समझनी बहुत essential है कि literary theory helps in order to give historic and cultural significance to the text. It is not talking about the text, but it is talking how the society influences the text. So एक ही literature के piece को जब आप अलग अलग literary theory की glasses से देखते हैं तो you come up with different interpretation, and that is how literary theory helps in analyzing and interpreting literature. So literary criticism is basically about critiquing a piece of literature, but criticism was done by very famous critics जिन्होंने बहुत कुछ पढ़ा है एंड ओनली देन दे कैन गिव देयर ओपिनियन, बिकॉज आज हम जिन्होंने ज्यादा कुछ नहीं पढ़ा वो अगर एक पीस पे क्रिटिसिज्म देंगे तो वी वुड ट्राई एंड गिव अ वेरी फॉल्टी क्रिटिसिज्म. बट व्हेन फिलिप सिडनी, विलियम शेक्सपियर, मैथ्यू आर्नल्ड, सच great writers give their opinion on a work, that opinion is valued because they are well read and they have so much knowledge about literature. Literary criticism will help you in critiquing a world, whereas literary theory will help you in critiquing the text yourself. You yourself become a critic and you yourself can interpret the literature by using different literary lenses. So literary criticism is basically about critiquing by important critics. Literary theory, on the other hand, is about critiquing the piece of literature yourself. Criticism deals with great writers talking about great works. Theory deals with us talking about great works. I am looking at a certain piece of literature from different point of view and giving my opinion is what literary theory is all about.